Hey, Pretty Girl Club. Have you ever noticed how some people literally get mad if you have high self-esteem or if you have any confidence whatsoever? A lot of you guys have been commenting either on this channel or in the Patreon. You guys have been talking about how people literally get mad and they get jealous or they think that you think you're better because you are simply happy. And I have noticed that that has happened to me before too, where literally all I'm doing is kind of like living my best life. I'm enjoying myself. I'm happy. I'm laughing. And people will literally get mad because they accuse me of being happy because I'm receiving male attention. And it's like, wait, what males? Like, what are you even talking about? I'm literally just happy because I'm just enjoying my life. So a lot of people in their mind, they feel like you can't be happy unless you're either receiving male attention or unless you are superior to someone else. And so oftentimes people will literally stereotype you as, oh, you're only happy and confident because you think you're better than me. You're only confident because of colorism. You're only confident because of anti-blackness or because you have quote unquote good hair. And I've noticed that some people, they are trying to accuse this platform or like this community of somehow thinking we are better. And it's funny because when I created this YouTube channel and even the language that I use on this channel, it is created to bring validation to mixed race women of all shades. This channel is created to validate mixed race black passing women. This channel is created to validate light-skinned black women. This channel is created to validate biracial women, multiracial women, multi-generationally mixed women. And so I've noticed that because of the language that I use on this channel, like I call us the Pretty Girl Club, where I say, you know, I talk about actual issues that I feel like a lot of us can relate to, but some people are literally jealous of your struggles. They're literally jealous that you have pretty girl problems. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say that, like, you know, that pretty girl problems are worse than quote unquote ugly girl problems. I'm not trying to say that at all. But it's like some people, they won't admit that deep down inside they want to trade places with you. And so, in order to cope with their own pain, they want to cause pain onto you. But here on this channel, you guys have heard me talk a lot about the concept of privilege stacking. That's just kind of a term that I made up because it's the best way I can describe it. But I've talked about how the only way to deal with privileges is there are only two options. You either change yourself to attain XYZ privilege. So, in the case of phenotypes, let's say you don't look how you want to look or whatever. So, your only options are to either change how you look. So, that means getting plastic surgeries or doing whatever you need to do. This is why women, they change their skin tone or they, you know, they completely change into another person. By the way, I'm not judging anyone. I'm not looking down on anyone because I understand the psychology of why people do it. And it's not my place to judge why other people do what they do, but your only two options are either to change yourself to attain the privilege, or you have to accept that you will never have XYZ privilege. And I've noticed that some people, they don't want to accept that they'll never have whatever privileges they really want deep down inside, but instead of changing themselves, like maybe they're too scared to change themselves, or they're too afraid of scrutiny, they're too afraid of the risks. And so they choose to just wallow in their anger or wallow in bitterness. And for a lot of people who are hurting inside, hurt people hurt people. So for a lot of people who are hurting or they feel like they are ugly, they don't feel good within themselves, they literally get mad and they don't want you to be happy. They don't want you to be walking around smiling. They'll say comments like, "What you smiling for? Why are you walking around smiling? Who you talking to? Who you texting?" Like, I've literally had women walk up to me and be like, "Who you texting?" Because I'm smiling at my phone and they think that I must be texting a guy. So, like, that's the only reason I would be smiling. And I feel like it's because deep down inside, that's the only reason they would be smiling, is if they're texting a guy, not because they saw a funny meme or they're texting their girlfriends or whatever. So, I've noticed that a lot of times when people accuse you of certain things, it's really just projection. And I'm not trying to say that a person can't have a superiority complex or think they're better and stuff, but oftentimes, whenever you ask someone, "Okay, can you give me an example of how this woman showed you know, that she had a superiority complex. What did she do?" Usually people will say stuff like, "Oh, well, She just dresses up all the time. Oh, well, she just walks around like she's just the baddest bee ever. She's always talking over other people. And like, so basically it's like, if you are assertive, if you have a sense of confidence, if you dress up, if you wear makeup, if you kind of flaunt your beauty, then that is thinking you're better. But in my opinion, that is actually not the definition of a superiority complex. And also, it's very difficult to be able to determine whether or not somebody has a superiority complex, because the only way for you to really know what someone is thinking is based on their words and their behavior. And someone simply walking around with confidence, or someone simply having a pretty hairstyle or like having pretty makeup, that does not mean they have a superiority complex. Me starting a YouTube channel that is focused on mixed race people, or it talks about lighter skinned people, that is not thinking I am superior. You got, guys, let's look up the definition of the word superior. The definition of the word superior is higher in rank, status, or quality, having or showing an overly high opinion of oneself. Okay, so if you cannot prove that a person was doing these things, then I feel like if you're trying to say they have a superiority complex, it really is just projection. And like I said, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but usually you're better off working on yourself as opposed to trying to point out the flaws in others. Like, I don't go around looking at white girls and trying to determine in my mind, okay, does this white girl, does she think she's better than me? Does Karen at work think she's better than me? You know, I saw that she was dressed up the other day and she was really laughing a lot around Tyrone. So does she think that she is superior to me? I don't allow those thoughts to even come into my mind. Like, my mind is not even focused on other people enough for me to even care about whether they think they're better than me or not. So I've just noticed that the priorities of a confident woman versus the priorities of an insecure woman are two different things. And I'm not trying to talk down on people who are insecure, because I have my own insecurities myself. There's actually no such thing as a perfectly confident person, by the way. So that's number one. That's the first thing that will help to soothe any insecurities that you may have about someone else having a superiority complex. Even if a person does have a superiority complex, this doesn't mean that they themselves don't have any insecurities. This doesn't mean that they themselves have never been through heartbreak or never been through anything bad in their lives. And so that's why I don't waste my time trying to focus on, oh, what girl thinks she's better than me? And like, why does she think she's better than me? And oh, does she think she looks better than me? No, I've noticed that anytime I've had thoughts like that, it's really coming from a place of insecurity. But I've also noticed that when another person doesn't feel good about themselves, if you do feel good about yourself, that person will literally get offended. Some people get offended by you having confidence. Some people get offended by you being assertive. Some people are offended by you showing off your beauty, or kind of flaunting your beauty, or embracing your beauty, or being excited about your beauty. How is being excited about your beauty, how is that thinking you're superior? Like, think about if you have a daughter. Think about if you have a 5-year-old daughter and you put her in a pretty dress, and then she looks in the mirror and she's like, oh, I look so pretty. You know, and she's kind of like excited when she looks in the mirror. Or maybe she looks at herself in the mirror and she's kind of like dancing around in the mirror. She's kind of playing in her hair because she is feeling herself. If you love her, if you love your daughter, you'd be happy for her, right? Because you'd feel proud, like, oh, look at her. She's like showing confidence. Like, that's great. But I've noticed that some women, when they are adults, they don't like seeing other adult women looking at themselves in the mirror and kind of like feeling themselves. Even if the woman doesn't say verbally, I'm feeling myself, sometimes women will get mad because they notice that you're looking in the mirror kind of primping yourself, and they view you performing self-care as like you thinking you're better or you having a superiority complex. But here on this channel, I'm going to continue to validate the Pretty Girl Club. I'm going to continue to talk about the issues that I feel are important to us. And by the way, Pretty Girl Club, what else do you guys want to talk about on this channel? Are there any specific series that you want me to make more episodes of? Are there any specific videos that you want to see more often? Let me know in the comments section, and I'll talk to you next time. Stay pretty, ladies.